Good morning, everyone. Let me go ahead and call the City of Mesa Council Study Session of Thursday, February 15th to order. We have first item on the agenda. Well, let me first excuse Councilmember Summers. He, I believe, will be here for the committee meetings following, but he had to stay at work a little longer. There was some something to do with his employment that is detaining him here this morning. So let's go ahead and go through the February 20th regular council meeting agenda. If you want to take a look at that, got the typical page one, page two, liquor license applications, 4A. I assume that I have a potential conflict on that. I don't think we were the bidder, but Ergon is a company we buy from and might haul for them if they got in a jam. So why don't we go ahead and just pull 4A. That's the, I think that's the asphalt emulsion contract. Ergon Asphalt Products, at least. So let's pull 4A.
Mayor, just quick, yes. We would just want to bring attention to the council on item 3C. Jenny, am I saying that right? That there are some, not that it's changing recommendation, but there's some backup material in the packet that we just want to make council aware. There are some adverse issues related to this applicant, and it's passed. They just want to make sure council's aware of it. We're still recommending moving this forward, but I do think it's just, we'll draw your attention to being able to read in case there's some questions that may come up.
Okay, and the item was which one again?
3C, I believe.
3C?
I'm reading that right,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm right. K-I-N-O.
Yeah, no, that's why I was not going to try to say it. That's
don't have a conflict. They spelled
it's
it
not
wrong.
The conflict, no.
Okay.
That's not the
all right. Okay. The 4B, I believe, is just slurry seal sand, so I'm okay on that one. Additional contracts on page 3. Vice Mayor.
I was curious on item 4D. It said that the reason that we only got one bidder is because it was a name brand specification. And so I was just curious about the reason for a name brand specification. And that might be the answer.
Good morning, Mayor, Councilmember. I don't have the answer. It is coming from PD specifications, but we'll get you an answer for Monday.
Okay.
Good morning.
Or today.
It's the only company that makes that particular product.
Okay. So when you say that particular product, do you mean that name brand product, or do you mean that general product?
That general product.
Okay. That wasn't clear when I read the backup, so that would explain it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's page 3. Page 4, additional contracts. Vice Mayor.
Thank you. Ms. Spinner, what's the rationale on item 4G? What is the rationale for our carrier denying coverage on this?
Vice Mayor, we are still pursuing the carrier, and we will continue to pursue the carrier and the at-fault driver as well. Right now, they are claiming two things. One that, and one is escaping me off the top of my head. I apologize. I'll let you know. The second one is that when they asked for the information, they asked for estimated dollar values, and the specific dollar value was not submitted for fire trucks. What we gave them was a lump sum. Here's the city's property. They had never come back to us. We had had that carrier for a number of years. They'd never come back to us and said, we need you to break out the estimated value for each fire truck. Now they're claiming that we should have provided specific amounts. We believe that that is not an appropriate purpose or reason for denial, since they'd never asked for that information in the past, and we'd given them reasonable estimates for the value of city property. So we're continuing to pursue them. We also believe there are other claims that dispute their denial, one being that they're required to deny within 30 days. We submitted this claim first back, I think, in January of 06. So it's now in December of 06, where they first raise an issue that we should have provided additional information. They may be denying our claim. What they tell us is they're still looking at it. But council should know that we will pursue this. We believe it's fair now to pay the vendor the cost for the repair and move forward and allow us to continue discussing it, and if need be, go further with the carrier in terms of collecting from them.
So the next time this insurance comes up for renewal, will we be having a discussion about how they have responded to claims and all those kinds of things? Because, you know, waiting 11 months to tell us they didn't have the information that they wanted is...
Yes, Vice Mayor, we will. But we don't have this carrier for this current year.
So when we did it, we didn't renew?
Yes, that's correct. And we renewed with a different carrier in November. In December, they told us they were denying our claim.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mayor. Interesting information.
Right. Tom?
I think we ought to consult a bad faith lawyer then, just out of, you know.
We are looking at all possible claims, Councilmember Rawls.
Thank you.
All right. That's page 4. Page 5. We get into introduction and setting March 5th for hearing on some ordinances. On item number 5C, I think we've had a lot of, that's the Lowe's. There is a group that is going to be representing the citizens, and I'm going to give them some additional time to try to consolidate their speakers, just to let people know to see if we can expedite that. But, this is, I'm trying to encourage people to come on the March 5th meeting also, but I'm not sure we'll prevail on that. We'll
see. I think most of us have made arrangements to go to the Man and Woman of the Year dinner, so hopefully those folks will realize that and that we want to get out of here as soon as we can.
Right. Okay. If they're listening in, they may know.
The group that I met with, the Tom, we encouraged them to do that, and they said they would pass the word, so hopefully they will.
Okay. I just want to let the council know that I'm going to break a little bit from the three-minute thing and try to consolidate with the speaker on that one. Okay, that is page 5. Page 6, we have resolutions. Begin, continuing on page 7. And we have zoning cases and subdivision plats on page 8. Anyone have anything on the agenda?
Conflict on 9A.
Okay. Let's note that Councilmember Whalen has...
You
do. Oh,
you
Riverview. Well, yeah, Tom and I do on that one. Sorry. Thank you. That's why it's off. All right. So put down Keno and Tom for conflicts on 9A. All right. It looks like they're working on that one right now. Item number 2 is acknowledging receipts of minutes of boards and committees. We have 3 before us.
So moved.
Have a motion and a second to acknowledge receipt. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes. Number 3, hear reports on meetings and or conferences attended. Any updates from anyone? Vice Mayor?
We had a meeting with the Dobson Homeowners Association this past week, and they had several issues that they wanted to discuss. Mr. Rawls gave them a briefing on the issue of the northwest corner of Southern and Alma School that was of interest. Our police department gave information on public safety issues that they're concerned about with some burglars down in their area. And I thought overall it was a very good meeting and appreciated everyone who was able to attend. Thank you.
Just as a matter of interest, the reason I was not at the Dobson meeting is I had an emergency meeting with the HoHoCams that morning, and it was probably something I should have been at, so that's why I wasn't at Dobson.
Okay. Item number 4 is scheduling of meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a reminder, we do have a Transportation Committee meeting this morning at 8:30, and then we have our council meeting, which is a little bit different than we typically do because the holiday will be February 20th, which is a Tuesday, and then we'll have our study session on February 22nd, Thursday, February 22nd. And also for the council, we want to let you know that this morning we have received our two hybrid vehicles that will be placed in the fleet, and they are out in the parking lot behind the building. So we're inviting the council, if you'd like, to go out and take a drive in one of these Toyota Priuses. You're welcome to do that today. We have them here, and staff to kind of explain how they work. And so we're looking forward to incorporating those into the fleet, monitoring those, and looking at their performance compared to other vehicles we have, and look at the fuel efficiency and maintenance cost. So we're going to be starting that today. So Thank you.
Vice Mayor.
With the recent order signed by the governor, can those vehicles now go in the HOV lane?
I knew someone was going to ask that.
Yes.
I'm just thinking, you know, if staff members have to get down to Phoenix in rush hour, it might be the one to.
I guess so.
If you get special plates.
The rest of our fleet can't, though, with the blue plates now.
Well, I wasn't commenting on that.
Okay. Do we have any requests to speak this morning under pre-schedule?
There are no speakers, by Mayor.
All right. Then let's go ahead and adjourn the study session, but I do need to call a special council meeting to order for the purposes of convening an executive session. A motion and a second to do so. And then we need to excuse ourselves for an executive session. So the meeting is adjourned.